Funny Weekly Aries for 29th of April to the 6th of May. Only one version now this week. Only one version. I said last week I changed my mind. I did two versions. And this week, there's only one version. There's only one version of Aries this week, and that is the happy version. Any Aries who is miserable and grumpy, any Aries who is stressed out or worried about something, any Aries who is still feeling, I'm not happy with my life. You're complaining about this and complaining about that and complaining about this, and you're not happy-go-lucky. Any Aries who is miserable this week, you are basically going to be miserable for the rest of your fucking lives. I've said it. You are. It's true. With Mars in Aries, your star sign, Mercury in Aries, your star sign, and the planets ahead of you in Taurus, like Sun in Taurus, Uranus in Taurus, Jupiter in Taurus. This is big. These are big changes now happening to you, for you, because of you. And if you're not feeling the positive energy, you don't need an astrology, you need a psychiatrist. But the good news is, every Aries in the whole wide world, even if you are an 80-year-old Aries listening to me, 90-year-old Aries, doesn't matter. You're feeling young again. When you feel young again, you're energetic. When you're energetic, you do annoy the boring star signs. But I don't give a shit. You annoy them. you make yourself restless. And if somebody isn't right for you this week, if you are in a toxic relationship still, and if you're still trying to hold on to a relationship that is not energizing you, it doesn't excite you. He doesn't turn you on. She doesn't turn you on. There's no ziggy ziggy. There's no whatever. It's boring. It's a dead boring relationship. Then you know you've got to get rid of them. You can't live the rest of your life with Mars in Aries. You can't even live one more day with a relationship that is just no good for you. Don't compromise. The definition of this week's energy for all Aries is stop compromising. Stop being a goody-goody. Be the determined Aries, and an Aries wants to be a winner. Aries needs to be connected to what we call the Taurus energies, which is beauty and elegance, refinement. I want the best. I am, you're after all the first star sign of the zodiac. You are number one, and you want the best. Best version of yourself to be revealed to the world. You want the best relationships in the world. You want the best home. You want the best business. You want the best personalities. You want the best. You don't want second best anymore. This is the upgrade. Mars in Aries, the first outer planet, is once every 2 years. And this year, with its sextile to Pluto in Aquarius, says, I want you to want the best. And if it's second best for you and it's not permanent, get rid of it. The best energies is what you're needing, what looking for, what you need, what you must have, and you cannot take, and this is the message now this week, it's a very sharp message, you cannot take being a loser anymore. You might have been a loser till now, but Mars in Aries says, I want you to be a winner. I want you to be number one.